California Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger had an extended talk with reporters yesterday. It was his first since announcing that he's running in a recall election to replace Governor Gray Davis. The star of Terminator 3 has been on almost every television channel since starting his campaign 2 weeks ago, but this was his first effort to explain how he would solve the state's problems. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The Hollywood action film star staged a 2.5-hour economic council meeting in a Los Angeles hotel while a horde of entertainment and political reporters from around the country and the world waited. The council meeting with high-level business executives and economists took place behind closed doors, and then the candidate met with reporters for the first time since he announced he was running 2 weeks ago. He was flanked by former Secretary of State George Shultz and billionaire Warren Buffett. Schwarzenegger said little about what was said in a closed meeting, but he did lay out some general principles for his economic program.
We must immediately attack the operating deficit head on. Now, does this mean that we're going to make cuts? Yes. Does this mean education is on the table? No. Does this mean I'm willing to raise taxes? No.
When pressed about whether he would ever consider raising taxes, the actor said he had learned to never say never. Political reporters starved for details repeatedly asked Schwarzenegger what particular programs he would cut from the budget to make up the multi-billion-dollar deficit. Schwarzenegger gave them no satisfaction. He said he had met with business leaders and academic economists over the past 2 weeks, and no one could agree about how big the state's operating deficit really is.
How can you make really good decisions? What you have to do is, and what I have to do when I go into office is have an audit, a 60-day audit with an independent company.
Until that audit is performed, he said, it's premature to be specific about what cuts need to be made. And he added that Californians might not care about specific numbers anyway.
Let me tell you something, that the public doesn't care about figures. They've heard figures for the last 5 years. What the people want to hear is, are you willing to make the changes?
Over the course of the news conference, Schwarzenegger emphasized that California was driving businesses away, especially with its workers' compensation program, which grew by 100% over the past 4 years. He said he would convene a special legislative session to reform the compensation system as soon as he was elected, and he wouldn't sign a budget without such reform. He also said that he would appoint a working group that would improve the state's failing credit rating. The actor's chief economic advisor, Warren Buffett, created a stir last week when he said that California's property tax law, Proposition 13, was unfair and outdated. Proposition 13, which caps annual property tax increases at 2%, is a sacred cow in California politics, and Schwarzenegger quickly distanced himself from Buffett's remark.
I told Warren, if he mentions Prop 13 one more time, he has to do 500 sit-ups. So he's not going to talk about that ever again, I can guarantee you.
The latest nonpartisan Public Policy Institute poll shows that Governor Gray Davis faces a daunting task ahead fighting a recall. 58% of likely voters would answer the first question on the ballot with a yes, that the governor should be thrown out of office. The second question on the ballot asks who should replace him, and Schwarzenegger has a slight lead over Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, 23-18%. Only a plurality is required to take over the governor's office. John McChesney, NPR News, Los Angeles.